Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. Today, we're covering major regulatory moves, a significant merger, and a big investment in the UK creative sector. First up, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, is tackling Google's search dominance, launching a consultation for potential formal designation of strategic market status. This could lead to mandating user choice screens, fair ranking principles, more publisher transparency, and data portability. If designated, the CMA would gain powers to impose targeted measures aimed at improving competition in search services. In the US, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, has intervened in Omnicom's $13.5 billion acquisition of IPG. Citing anti-competitive concerns in advertising, they've accepted a consent order. This prevents the merged entity from directing ad spend based on political or ideological viewpoints, allowing the merger to proceed with this crucial condition. Meanwhile, Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman Grant, is urging YouTube's inclusion in the upcoming under-16 social media ban. She highlights YouTube poses similar risks as other social platforms, especially through features like stories, AI chatbots, and content streaks, which can disproportionately affect younger users. YouTube, however, pushed back, calling the advice inconsistent and arguing the ban could limit young people's access to critical support. Finally, the UK government has launched a £380 million investment plan to power creative growth. Part of the new Creative Industries Sector Plan, it sets a 10-year vision to nearly double business investment by 2035. Initiatives include 2,000 new film and TV apprenticeships and a creative content exchange, focusing on regional growth outside London. That's all for today's MadTech Daily. From regulations to investments, the digital landscape is always shifting. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you next time.